This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Another Trump administration appointee has been removed at Food and Drug Administration. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Claims after having to walk back inflated claims about the benefits of an experimental therapy for COVID-19, a second Trump administration appointee has been replaced at the Food and Drug Administration. An FDA spokesperson confirms John Wolf Wagner is out as head of the agency's Office of External Affairs. Holly Miller was removed as head of the FDA's press office after just 11 days on the job. The FDA came under fire after granting emergency authorization to convalescent plasma for COVID-19 patients. The announcement raised concerns the agency had buckled to political pressure from President Donald Trump. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Both of the 2020 presidential candidates are scheduled to be in Pennsylvania on September 11th to pay tribute to the victims of the 2001 terrorist attacks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
Pennsylvania is a key battleground state on the site of a memorial in Shanksville, where Flight 93 crashed into a field. President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden will both visit to commemorate the 19th anniversary of 9/11, although it's not yet clear how their visits might be staggered. Because of COVID-19, the National Park Service is holding an abbreviated ceremony this year, a 20-minute tribute in which the names of the passengers and crew members will be read aloud with the ringing of the bells of remembrance. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife will attend the 9/11 memorial ceremony in New York City. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More than 861,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The United States had more than 185,000 deaths, and Brazil more than 123,000. India, with the third highest death toll, has more than half of Brazil's numbers. This is VOA News. The United States federal government has told states to prepare for a coronavirus vaccine to be ready to distribute by November 1st. The timeline raised concerns among public health experts about an October surprise, a vaccine approval driven by political consideration, the election rather than science. In a letter to governors dated August 27th, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said states in the near future will receive permit applications from McKesson Corporation. The company has contracted with the CDC to distribute vaccines to places including state and local health departments and hospitals. Australia's Victoria State on Thursday reported a triple-digit rise in new COVID-19 infections for the first time in 4 days, denting optimism that a second wave of cases has been contained. Australia has now recorded more than 26,000 COVID-19 cases, while the death toll rose to 678 after about 15 people in Victoria State died from the virus. Though strict restrictions have helped to prevent the spread of the virus beyond Victoria, they have wreaked havoc on the economy, with official data on Wednesday showing Australia had entered its first recession in 3 decades. The International Criminal Court Wednesday said moves by the U.S. government to place sanctions on its prosecutor were an attack on an international justice and the rule of law. The court was responding after the U.S. government moved to blacklist the ICC prosecutor, Fatou Bensoudan, because she had launched an investigation into whether American forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan. In a statement, the world's permanent war crimes court said that the sanctions are unprecedented and constitute serious attacks against the court, the Rome Statute system of international criminal justice, and the rule of law more generally. Amnesty International has accused the Iranian government of overseeing a campaign of human rights abuses during a crackdown last year on nationwide protests that were sparked by soaring fuel prices. The rights group said in a report released Wednesday that Iran resorted to torture, rape, and other ill treatment of those involved in the November unrest that rocked the Islamic Republic. The Iranian official said about 200,000 people participated in protests, while the chair of the Parliament Security Committee estimated at least 7,000 were arrested. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.